Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the newly released Llama 4 AI models from Meta. Buckle up, because this is big.
Big indeed. A weekend release? Someone was eager to get these out into the wild. So, what's the scoop on these new Llama 4 models?
Well, Meta dropped not one, not two, but three Llama 4 models. Well, sort of. Two are available, Maverick and Scout, and one, Behemoth, is still in the works. Maverick is the powerhouse, a 400 billion parameter model. Text and image input, million token context window, the works.
Hold on, a million token context window, that's insane. What about Scout?
Scout is no slouch either. 109 billion parameters, also multimodal. And get this, a 10 million token context window. An industry first, they claim.
10 million? I don't even have words. But what about Behemoth? What's the deal with that one?
Behemoth is the enigma. 2 trillion parameters, used to train Scout and Maverick, but not publicly available yet. Sounds like they're saving the biggest beast for last.
So these models are clearly pushing boundaries, but how do they actually perform? Are they living up to the hype?
That's where things get interesting. Maverick is currently second on the LM Arena leaderboard, just behind Gemini 2.5 Pro. But there's a catch. That leaderboard score is from an experimental chat version, not the publicly released one.
A little confusing. So, where can we even try these models out?
You can use OpenRouter's chat interface, which connects to providers like Grok, Fireworks, and Together. But even though Scout claims a 10 million token context window, the providers seem to be limiting it to much less. Same story with Maverick's million token window.
Sounds like accessing the full power of these models is still a bit of a challenge. Any idea why?
Apparently, running these models, especially with those massive context windows, takes a lot of resources. Even high-end consumer GPUs struggle. Jeremy Howard pointed out that 4-bit quantization of the 109 billion parameter Scout is still too large for a 4090, or even two of them.
Wow. So Macs are a better fit?
Interestingly, yes. They have more memory, and their lower compute performance isn't as much of a bottleneck for these mixture of experts MOE models. There are reports of running Scout on an M3 Ultra, but even then, you need a lot of RAM.
So, lots of power, but not readily accessible to everyone. What about the models themselves? Any quirks or interesting behaviors?
A system prompt in the model card is quite revealing. It instructs the model to avoid moralizing, to fulfill requests for specific voices or perspectives, even if they're rude, and to not shy away from political prompts. Makes you wonder what kind of biases they were trying to correct.
Fascinating. I'm assuming you tried them out yourself?
Of course. I use the LLM OpenRouter plugin and my hnsummary.sh script to summarize a Hacker News conversation about, well, Llama 4 itself. Maverick did an okay job, but Scout's output was completely garbled. It seems some providers might still be working out the kinks.
So, early days and some teething problems are to be expected. What's the long-term outlook? What are you hoping to see from Llama 4?
I'm hoping it follows the Llama 3 trajectory. Start with the massive models, then release smaller, more accessible versions. Imagine a 3 billion parameter Llama 4 running on your phone, or a 22 billion parameter version that can comfortably run on a laptop. That's the dream.
That would be game-changing. It sounds like Llama 4 has a lot of potential, but we'll have to wait and see how it all unfolds. Thanks for breaking it all down for us.
My pleasure, and thanks for listening, everyone. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.